Nebbio episode 20. Is it 23?
23.
Woo, flying through them. We've had a few weeks
off.
We're
on a killing spree. 23. If I was a bingo caller.
Is that your bingo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo. Do you have a good Christmas, mate?
You can't have a bingo from one number.
Have you been to Mecca?
No, I haven't. At Christmas, yeah, that was nice.
Good one. Who was the crew? Who did you have around for the day?
I had Trevor McDonald.
I heard he's a real buzzkill. I heard all he talks about is New York gangs.
Yeah, he really does. With the occasional
well,
bit
when
of...
I remember when I was in New York studying the New York gangs.
That's not a bad impression. And you
I impressed myself then.
Yeah, and you wasn't racist with it either, which was very nice.
It's a rare occurrence.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Because if
don't
I was,
think I could do it again.
If I was doing Trevor McDonald, it would sound like, well, this one time I was at the New York gangs in the Bronx.
Okay, let me just check two things. Firstly, who do you think Trevor McDonald is? And secondly, what race do you think Trevor McDonald is?
Is the ITV news presenter the famous black man? Good evening and welcome to the News at 10 with me.
Why don't you
Sir
make him sound
Trevor
like he's
McDonald.
From Beijing?
You said he sounds like he's from Beijing, mate.
No, the impression you do of him. Whereas I know that he resides in London. I had a good Christmas.
Good. Had
the usual suspects around.
The usual suspects. You can't make jokes like that anymore. Kevin Spacey fucked it over for us all.
Turns out my gran was Kaiser Soze. I thought the limp was from her broken hip, but turns out she was actually Kaiser Soze, and she just walked out. She ran out of the house, and it was the thought of call the midwife. Oh, call the midwife's on. I remember that. And she ran out.
She remembers it.
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas special was all about a big freeze, and yeah, two of my uncles were babies then.
Oh!
Yeah. It's like I watched the first series of The Crown over Christmas, and I mentioned it to my gran, who's already... She binge-watched it last year.
Yeah.
And she was saying, oh, yeah, I remember all of this. So in one of the episodes, there's a big smoke and really bad air pollution in London.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, I was delivering babies in a hospital while that was on. Amazing news.
Oh, that is quite,
And she saw the Queen on her coronation day.
That's pretty big news.
It's news.
The thing is, I can't watch things like The Crown because I always kind of, in the back of my head, just go, this would be so much better if it was Adam Buxton's Queen playing.
Yeah, neither of us can do the impression he does, but it's very good.
One second, see if I can. It's just like Papa Lazaru. It's like, got a lot of time!
Lot of time for Prince Harry!
I really like
Prince Harry!
No, it's not like that.
It's a bit, it's similar-ish. We can't do it, but it is very good. And did you hear his Christmas special with Joe Cornish?
Yeah, that was good.
Loved it.
It was a lovely episode.
Do you have a good New Year?
Yeah, that was all right too. Yeah, I had a nice time. Yeah. I was going to tell you, but that's that done. Thank you.
I did too, thanks for asking.
What did you do for New Year? How's a sober New Year for you?
Spent it with friends and family, had a lovely time.
Hootenanny?
No, Sheik.
Sheik, nice.
Sheik. Oh, and we played in the evening, which was really fun because one of our family friends got really, really, really drunk.
Yeah.
And we were playing the Rich Dosmond's World Cup of Everything.
Yeah.
And there's a round, it's drinks, basically, is one of the things you can play. And in the, like, early stages, like the pools, it's all, like, one alcoholic drink and one non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
So it'd be something like beer versus orange juice and stuff like that. And there was one where we got to coffee or white wine. And I don't like coffee, but I think I was like, yeah, I'd probably go coffee. It's a pretty good, decent drink, isn't it?
Right.
And she literally spent about 3 minutes just really struggling to, like, decide between the two. She's like, I love both of them. It's so hard to pick. She's like, yeah, she's from
There's
Grimsby.
There's no way you live near a northerner or have northern relatives.
she's from Grimsby. And we were like, maybe pick them of which one you'd rather drink for the rest of your life. And she's like, oh, that's so hard. Would I rather be tipsy all the time or would I rather be slightly buzzed? what drink do you think eventually won?
Coffee.
It was coffee and tea in the final. Tea won overall.
Oh, lovely stuff. I think that's a good choice.
I think it was a good choice.
Tea would be up there in my favourite drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had a good time doing that. The sweet round got a bit maniac because I got very upset when Skittles and Jelly Babies were knocked out.
You see, I'm not a big fan of Jelly Babies. I think Jelly Babies can knob off.
But Wine Gums won. I mean, what the fuck is that about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I was
Wine Gums won.
I spent a good minute just looking around the room like, who are you people?
Who was it going against in the final? What was it going against?
I can't remember now. I mean, I should have brought the book up for reference. But it got heated is all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Same as the British Bands one got very heated.
Who won the British Bands? Beatles?
I think... No, Wham.
Fuck off!
My dad got so upset when Aha beat Rolling Stones.
What? How is that even possible?
I voted Aha just to piss off my dad, and like literally.
How is that even possible? I'm sure Aha only have one song.
Too gone.
Yeah, exactly.
it was just insane. Some of the choices. Basically, it ended up being a very 80s pit. Like, there were too many 80s people voting out other people.
Oh.
It was hilarious, though. Honestly. Imagine, yeah. And straight Beatles went out round one. We were all just like, nah. Same as Oasis went really early.
Yeah,
people
Oasis
thought that,
should go early.
We just think they're knobheads. Yeah, they just are. Well, one of the guys there, who I've never, ever heard swear, was like, they're just a pair of twats. I was like, whoa. I've never heard him swear. And I was like, whoa.
Okay. Sweary Alan.
Sweary Alan's your new sitcom character, isn't he?
Yeah. He walks into a room and he's like, how you fucking doing?
And then the whole crowd's like, yes! Sweary Alan.
You know, guess what I saw on the way here? Yeah? A pair of dog's bollocks!
Yeah, the crowd, instead of laughing, they just go, way!
Yeah, because he swears, and that's it's like the audience of Mrs. Brown's.
Yeah, it is. I was just about to say that.
Because that's exactly what it is. They're just waiting, fuck's sake!
You know what's really bad about Mrs. Brown? So
the whole of it.
But the worst thing is, so in the like the first two series, because my parents watch it and I watch it when they if I'm at home,
yeah.
And when they have it on, it's like in the first two series, it would be quite funny when something would fuck up, and then they would highlight it and they'd just break the fourth wall and be like, "Oh look, we fucked up! How hilarious!"
Yeah.
And to be fair, I would laugh. Those would be the only moments I'd laugh when they'd be like, they'd go up to a cameraman and be like, oi, you meant to have the lens on me, not on that bastard, and that would be quite funny.
Yeah.
But then by literally the most recent Christmas special, I just didn't laugh once. It was awful, and they literally were trying to fuck up just to have like those moments, like, come on, remember your line, you can be replaced, and it's like, oh come on, that's not even funny. Like,
oh dear. Do you know Michael Legg, the comedian?
No, I do not.
He's the guy from Do the Right Thing.
The
team captain from that. He has a really good bit of stand-up where he's talking about someone bought him a Mrs. Brown's Boys live ticket. And he went by himself. And the woman next to him was laughing that hard and thought she was slapping her knee and she was slapping his knee. And he has a good bit on that. And then he has a bit where the punchline for one of the jokes. So they're going to... The brother and his shady mate go and rob somewhere or something. Yeah. And it's all pitch black, and one of them goes, I think I've got an Xbox. And they're like, oh, fantastic. And then the other one goes, oh, no, that's not an Xbox. That's my balls.
Oh, fucking
and
hell.
That's the punchline for the whole of the scene, the big punchline in that.
That's so
and then, and then, and then he goes through a whole thing about of all the things that he could have used that would be vaguely funny that are ball shaped that would be worth
let's something. Just dissect that.
but that's just a bit of Mrs. Brown's Boys banter for you there.
Thank you. Shall we have a sponsor?
Yeah, we've got a sponsor this week. We're hitting modern streams from all directions. So
2018. I mean, we're in the future.
Exactly. Well, we are very much in the future, and this is something that we've had a lot of offers from companies that make these recently, but I've held out until the right one comes along to sponsor an episode. And so we're sponsored by this week, Star Wars Sex Robots.
Explain further, please.
Fine. Well, you know, sex robots are a big thing, aren't they, now?
I mean, we both love them.
Exactly.
That's how we first bonded.
That's not an Xbox, it's my balls! and that's the point where we bonded, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we both looked straight down the lens as it happened, and everyone went, why are you looking down the camera? There's not even a camera here. And we went, we're just mad like that.
Crazy. It's like, we just live the lifestyle where there's paps around us all the time. So we just automatically look there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It goes without saying we'll have to look at the camera. we're like Malcolm in the Middle. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so now you can have sex with all your favourite Star Wars characters from the comforts of your own home. Right, should we start the episode then?
Yes, we should.
Yeah, good.
We're in the future. It's Nebiel
2018, baby.
What? Nebiel 2018, what?
WTF?
Theme tune.
My mum said, well, I never expected to find breadcrumbs there.
No, you wouldn't, because usually they're in the bread bin.
Bread bin. That shows the social class difference between us, Ben.
What do you call it?
We don't have one.
Bread basket. What? Where do you keep your bread?
In the packet it comes in. Or
keep
in
it fucking toilet.
No, we're just not. I love it how you were genuinely shocked when I said, I don't have one. Did you even have one at uni?
No, I don't eat bread.
That's how you keep that trim figure of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I was chatting to one of my mates yesterday, and I was thinking, it's either that or I have a tapeworm.
You might have a tapeworm, to be fair. But it's a good thing to dodge carbs.
Maybe that's what you need. Maybe, is that
I'm
like...
sorry, you just passed that off as a comment really fast. yeah, because you're really fat. Yeah, that's what you need.
Maybe that's what, like Dawn French, that's what you could get a whole career on. You just look funny when you dress up.
maybe.
Oh, look, he's dressed up as the moon. classic.
Body shaming me in the 20th
I saw a great
century.
Clip today a real throwback clip of when Simon Anstall hosted Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and they had Matt Horn and Martin Freeman on, and they had a sigh off.
And they what?
Had a sigh off.
I can't remember. Oh, that's good.
Have you not seen this?
We're
basically, because they're both famous of that moment for being in sitcoms and just sighing at the end of scenes or sighing at the stupid guy.
Yeah.
That's basically like they would both do it at each other. It's like, what if there was a sitcom where you both sighed at each other and they both go, oh, it's so good.
Oh, well, that was a nice moment, Ben.
Yeah, thanks.
We can have some fun. Do you want
have sex a good time?
Well, we'll ease into it. Can you remember the feature Vivid Questions?
Vivid Questions. Yes, I can, Lee Wilkinson. But for those at home, please remind us.
It's where it's where I take a question from the middle of an interview and ask it to you with no context whatsoever.
Do you want to ask me the question first and then tell me what it was from?
After you've answered it.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find a way? Sorry, I read that wrong. I put the A too close to the W and it looks like away instead of way. I'll try again. It's all content, all content. It's like Mrs. Brown's boys when they go off
screen. Yeah, we'll break the fourth wall and be like, oh, look.
Oh, you fucking idiots, you can be replaced, you know. There you go. Look at him.
Those are my balls.
That's not an Xbox, it's me balls.
Look, you can be replaced, Lee.
All right, Eamon. That's something we've got to talk about a bit later.
Oh, yeah. Content.
How did you find a way to write a pop song about Putin?
Sorry, the phone just cut out literally what you just said. It just went...
How did you find a way to write a pop song about Putin?
I think as a society, we've all become more political. And I find that I'm watching CNN more than I ever did before. So... it was quite easy, really. Oh, and also my aunt Brenda, she knows him personally.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
They had a fling in college.
Oh, cheeky, cheeky.
So, you know, when you see him shirtless.
Yeah, so, your auntie's beat that chest up.
She was like, she oiled it.
Oh, lovely.
Why do you think he has such an even tan?
That's your auntie's doing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was fun. That was...
What was that actually from?
That was from an interview with Randy Newman about his new album that's coming. I think it came out just before Christmas.
You've got fans in me.
Yeah, well, he's got a song about Putin. You've
got... Have you seen the Family Guy sketch where he narrates everything that Peter does?
I don't think I have.
Peter goes and picks up an apple. He picks up the apple and puts it in his mouth. He's eating the apple. Yeah.
There's a relative...
That's basically...
Yeah, lovely. There's a relatively new Simpsons episode. It's been within the last 10 years. And with him in, a red carpet do, and he starts singing on the red carpet. That's good.
Oh, content.
Yeah. It's all content, but that's something for you. Did you enjoy that question?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Now, Lee Wilkinson,
okay,
you may remember a few weeks. I'm doing what Graham Norton does, you know, when he talks to his guests all in both their names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Cara Delevingne. So, Will Ferrell.
Tell me something, Benedict. Fucked it up, haven't I?
Did you forget my name?
No, I was going to say Ben Affleck, but I went into your name instead. Ben Affleck.
I mean, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, they get you confused.
It's a very Irish-based show today, isn't it?
It very much is, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, we'll probably do something on Saoirse Ronan soon. She's a bit of an it girl at the moment.
I think it's very mature of us that we've gone this far with so many Irish... jokes and strong heavy features without making a single joke about the IRA. So well done, J. Just a nice
or potatoes.
A nice pat on the back to us.
Yeah.
From the leprechaun people.
So, you may remember a few weeks ago, a few episodes ago, if you're listening.
I'm living. Sorry, carry on.
I invited you to Prince Harry's stag do.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, that's...
Now, one of his friends, he wants to talk to you again. Do you remember Nathan, his buddy from the army?
Oh, yeah, Nathan.
He just needs a few more details about you before you go on the stag, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, if the phone's going to ring, and if you just go to line one, he'll be on the end of it.
Line one?
Yeah.
Line one, yeah. Okay.
Bring, 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 bring.
Line one, was it? Is it line one?
Yeah.
Yeah, line one, okay. Line one, hello?
All right, this is Nathan. Who is this?
Hi, Nathan. It's Lee. Ben said he wanted to talk to
you. Yeah. Lee Wilkinson.
Have you got a cold or something?
This is how I talk. I mean, if you listen back to a few weeks ago, this is how I actually talk.
You'd sound a lot more nasal than you did a few weeks ago. It's probably Christmas, you know. You eat a lot, you drink
it's
a lot.
Christmas.
And your immune system's a bit down.
I had a few brewskis, didn't I?
Ho-ho! Legend.
Bit of a lad. Not like Harry. Harry's he's just naughty. He's just a bit of a dick.
You said it, not me.
Now, Lee, one of the things I wanted to know is, do you have a beard?
Sometimes.
Will you have a beard for the stag do?
When's the stag do again?
It's going to be about early April.
I'll make sure I can be bearded. Do you want me to be bearded for it?
Well, here's the thing. So, you know how last week I've been slowly teaching you about the history of the army. And in the last time I spoke to you, I told you that we used to wear red and now we don't.
Yeah. I remember that. How could I forget?
Well, what I will let you to know this time is in the army, we used to have beards and now we only have moustaches or clean shaven.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. You used to wear red.
And now we don't.
And now you don't, right, okay.
No,
and
we don't.
Then you used to have beards.
Particularly around the Crimean War. But now we don't.
No,
it's only moustaches or clean shaven.
Moustaches.
So, if you're on the stag do, moustaches.
Moustaches.
Or clean shaven. Moustaches, clean shaven.
Moustaches.
Sometimes the plural of moustaches, moustache eye.
Oh, right. Moustaches.
Moustache eye?
Yeah.
Or clean shaven.
So, I can't wear red because...
We used to, but now we don't.
But now you don't, right, yeah. We used to. Right, and I've got to be clean shaven or have... A moustache?
Yeah.
Because you used to have beards,
but...
But no, we don't. Okay.
No, we don't. And that's the thing with Harry. For some reason, he started to adopt a beard.
Yeah, he's got
it's like he's
stubbly,
forgotten who
he
is.
Yeah, he's
forgot. It's Meghan.
It's the Americans getting into him.
Yeah.
The American, am I right? bit of army humour for you there, mate.
I don't do jokes.
Oh, okay, sorry. But did you used to?
Yeah, and now I don't.
No, you don't, okay. Why did you give up on jokes?
Waste of time, mate.
Waste of time? Well, jokes are effectively lies, mate, and aren't they, really?
You know who the biggest joker, biggest liar of all time is?
Pixie Lott.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, he's a big liar.
He used to be in the army. Now he isn't.
No, he isn't. He used to wear red.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He used to have a beard.
Did he?
No, he only has moustache or clean shaven.
I don't think he did have a beard.
Are you calling me a liar? Because I don't do jokes.
Well, there's a difference between a lie and a joke, but a joke most times is a lie. Think about that.
No, I won't.
Okay, fair enough. You haven't got time for it, have you? I've got
too much gels to think about, mate.
like what colour are you going to wear? Because
I've got other things to think about. What I used to do and now, what I now do not do.
Maybe you would be a good stand-up. Like, Peter Kay has got the market down for, like, remembering things.
I used to eat Cocoa Pops. No, I don't.
Yeah, you could just... That could be...
I only eat Weetabix now.
Yeah. And your big finale would be... You used to wear red, but
I used to cut balls, but now I don't.
Oh, you used to what?
Cut balls.
Cut balls?
C-U-P. B-A-L-L-S. Cup balls.
Cup balls? Was that something you did in the army? Like...
Yeah.
Missing ladies.
When you're nervous, so if you're on the battlefield, your mate's a bit nervous, just grab them, just cup. Not grab, not squeeze, just hold them.
Like a couple of plums.
We used to do that, and then we didn't. No, we don't.
No, you don't. Why don't you do that anymore?
When we invaded Iraq, it was a bit too hot for that.
For cupping balls?
Turns out it was killing sperm.
Why did you used to have like really sweaty balls in your hand?
Not just that.
Was it dripping between your fingers?
Warm balls kill sperm.
It does. But so if you cut them, would it be heating them up more? Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
what I'm saying is,
yeah.
If you cut balls, warms them up.
It does warm them up. That's a very fair point. But then again, nobody wants cold balls.
No, they do not. No.
Unless the
You know what else I used to do?
Yeah. Okay.
Used to watch Only Fools and Horses. Now I don't.
Why don't you? Is that because it's? They're not made
any
new ones.
They don't make any new ones.
Yeah. Well, he's dead, isn't
he? That's why. Who's dead?
The writer, John Sullivan.
Oh, I thought you meant David Jason.
No, he's not dead.
I was worried. I was worried.
Is that your favourite David Jason programme?
Yeah, probably say so.
Okay. Well, Nathan,
open all hours, it just annoys me because they're not open all hours.
They're not open all hours. That's yeah. To be fair, yeah, you like Only Fools and Horses. But you don't like jokes.
No, this was before I stopped liking jokes.
Oh, right. Did you on the last episode of Only Fools and Horses? Did you stop liking jokes then?
Yeah, I turned to my mother. She was still alive then. God rest her soul. And I said, yeah. "I'm done with jokes." And she went, Nathan, my boy.
Is that what killed her?
Fair play. No.
How did she die?
It was a gallbladder.
A gallbladder?
Yeah.
What happened to a gallbladder?
Just deteriorated, didn't it?
Oh. That is a shame.
And then doctor said that she was 60% piss when she died.
60% piss?
Thought she was a fermented shark.
Yeah. Her insides were floating in piss.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that, Ben.
She
Ben,
was like
Nathan.
She was like a local pool. She was just... She was just full of piss.
Yeah, 60% piss, like a local swimmer. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, Nathan. And I'll make sure I'm clean shaven for April.
Or you can have a tash, but it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Because what do I say, Lee? We used to have beards.
But now you don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Pleasure as always. Pleasure's all mine.
It was lovely chatting to you.
Actually, the pleasure's all yours, if I'm honest.
Is that what you would used to say when you cut people's balls?
I used to say, hurry, hurry, hurry. Pleasure's all yours, because I don't usually do this to gingers.
Oh, lovely stuff.
All right. Best be going. Got to go sit outside in the ground, just in the garden, you know.
Yeah.
Cool nights like these that I like to reflect on my mum's gallbladder.
You've still got it?
No.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
No, I just like to look up at the stars. Look how they shine on me.
And see if you can make... join them up, like do a dot-to-dot of a gallbladder.
Yeah, usually takes about 15 to 20 stars to do that.
Yeah, lovely.
Right. Usually north-northeast. Anyway.
Anyway, Nathan, it's been lovely to speak to you.
See ya. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Boop.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Lee.
I've just been on the phone to Nathan. He's a nice chap, isn't he?
What did he want to know?
He wanted to know my shoe size.
What is your shoe size? Can I guess? I think 9.
I'm a 10.
Oh, that was going to be my second guess.
What shoe size are you?
What do you think? Guess.
I reckon a 10.
No, 8, 8.5. I've got small feet for my height.
You have got small feet.
But, ladies, not true. Did you have fun with Nathan?
Yeah, a lot of fun. He's a nice guy, isn't he? Doesn't do jokes.
Really? Because he's usually quite funny.
Well, I don't think he means to be. He gave them up the day Only Fools and Horses finished.
Oh really? What was the reason? Just had enough.
I presume so. Yeah, I don't. I didn't really find out that much.
Is it making you look more forward to the stag do after Nathan?
To have some more time with Nathan, definitely.
Not so much the others.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not judging.
No, good. It's important not to judge, Lee.
No, it is very important. Unless you're a judge, then it's very important.
Yeah, because, unless you're in you're holding up the legal system in the UK.
Yeah.
And we have faith in you, because you've got to have faith in the legal system. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. The way your Christmas, your New Year's festivity would go, you've got to keep the faith.
I don't know what it was about Wham that they got people really.
I've got no idea either.
I don't know.
It must be because he died. It must be.
I think, yeah, people were just feeling a bit emotional about George.
Have you got a book near you?
Yeah, I do actually. Wait, let me grab it.
Right, so the idea is that we both have a book.
Yeah.
And we pick out a random page and read the first line from it.
Right, this should be really good with this book.
What book is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what book it is.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to read more than the first line. I'm going to read the first paragraph because it's quite brief.
No, the first line, because you're giving content. This might as well be a fucking audio book. Do you know what I mean? Right.
Are you ready?
Page number. We haven't decided on that yet.
I'm on 272. I just opened it randomly.
Okay, I'll do the same then. 272. If it goes that far. Yeah, it does. Just.
Mine's good.
272. Okay, read your first line then.
We don't want you here. You're like ulcers.
That is quite good. And then mine is, I feel quite privileged to be in this building. I said, breaking the silence.
Is yours an autobiography?
No.
Mine's an autobiography.
Oh, God. Is it... Right. Is it... what's his name? Adrian Childs. I know you're obsessed with him.
Is his relationship with Catherine Tate several years ago that intrigued me the most?
Did they go out?
Yes, for quite a long time as well.
What? Oh, I know nothing about this.
I don't know, mate. What happened to you? Where were you?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you want to do another page?
Yeah.
You pick the number this time.
We'll go 91.
Are you ready?
Yeah, okay, go on. 91.
Time. My head was in song format. Radio was part of creating, part of the process.
Mine says, it says woodchuck. Woodcock. I can't even talk. Woodcock, and then colons as if he's said it. So that's the first line. Woodcock, curiosity actually, and an anger, because he had rebuffed all my advances.
90's really good for me. Are you ready?
Okay, go on then.
Tiger, see me affy creep up on the rhythm like a spider. Nuff adamen, Adem, I'm a ute. Nuff Adem, I'm a miner.
Okay.
Do you know what book I'm reading?
No. We'll do one more. And yeah, this time, we'll do... Can we do change it a bit? 90, but the last sentence of the first paragraph of 90. I'm going to go first because mine's good. But the Rhodesian army welcomed him, and he died in a shootout with supporters of Robert Mugabe.
I was spitting over reggae. I was spitting over R. Kelly. It was whatever I had to hand.
I've got no idea what you're reading. I know it's a musician, but I've got... Who is it? Tell me.
Wiley, Esky Boy.
Yes, boy.
I have no idea what you're reading.
John Ronson, The Psychopath Test.
Oh, that is good.
That is good.
Can I just quickly mention, I've just finished watching Comrade Detective on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, go watch that show now. It is brilliant. And the funniest thing is, in the intro, seeing Channing Tatum and John Ronson together.
John Ronson. hello, Channing Tatum. It's nice to meet you. I live in New York now, and I...
It is like that. He's like, today we've got a great show from the 1980s of Romania. And then Channing Tatum's like, thank you, John. So what's so intriguing about this? It's so... But that's like part of the joke.
I'm live on Amazon Prime with Channing Tatum sat next to me.
It is like that. Honestly, mate, you should watch it. You'd love it. You'd
to be
love
fair, that does sound really good.
If that's the intro only, like, honestly, you'd love it. Oh, and Daniel Craig plays the voice of a...
Daniel Craig
the voice of a really fucked up Rev. And, like, loads of the times he's like, who wants some capitalism, motherfucker? You want to play a game of bad person, what's on their laptop? It's really simple. Me and Lee just guess. I say a bad person, and we've got to guess what would be on their laptop. Some of these, if they're still alive today, and some of them, they are alive. What are they doing?
Yeah. Okay.
First up, Tony Blair.
Where do we start with Tony Blair? He has all the John Wayne films.
I reckon he's got a real thing for pleather. And I reckon he's, like, just got pleather, like fake leather.
What?
And he's got just catalogues of pleather sofas. And he's still trying to decide which leather sofa to go to. He just scrolls through Amazon the whole time. He's got PDF files of them.
Well, he's got everything by Oasis, because obviously they were famously friends. And what else has he got on
there? I reckon he still chats to the peoples of Father for Justice.
Yeah, definitely.
I reckon they're like trying to organise when they're going to make a comeback and go hang off a bridge dressed as Superman.
I've heard every week religiously he emails Harry Hill asking to be on whatever new show he's got at the minute, and he just keeps getting rejected.
So, oh, Harry, come on, mate.
Yeah, he's tried to get on that tea time show he has on Sky, and then the ITV one, the one where they're aliens.
Oh, yeah.
The alien thing. I never got on TV Burp. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he was on TV Burp, but not in the way he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. He was probably on TV Burp a lot, and it was just all bloopers of him.
No, because they'd rather have Wagbo on it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Wagbo was hilarious.
Yeah. Do you follow him on Facebook?
Who, Tony Blair or Harry Hill?
Wagner.
Wagner, no.
Because you would not be disappointed at all. He so every day people pay him. And he makes birthday videos and sings happy birthday to whoever it is.
I was tempted to get one of those for your birthday. I'm thinking of getting one of those for your birthday. What celebrity would you like?
Well, Wagner would be amazing.
I want to do someone like that. I'm going to have a look around and see if... Because there's like a website you can go on and you can pay for them. And they're really not that expensive. Celebrity birthday messages. Should we just... Where do you just put it next month, isn't it?
Yeah, February 24th. If listeners want to send gifts in, that's by the
tweet
Saturday,
us
the 24th February.
Because I run the Twitter account, I'll be able to send over Lee's address.
Yeah, thank you very much. But yeah, and then he sings random songs at the end sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes. But it would be like Sweet Child of Mine or Brown Eyed Girl or something. He'll just do like one verse of it. And it's just amazing. It's like, happy birthday to Barry, 35 today, and you don't look a day younger. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I think I've decided who I want to get a birthday message for.
Okay.
John Thompson.
What? John Thompson.
John Thompson.
That's amazing.
Oh, fuck, it's 30 quid. That's quite a lot.
Wagner will
Dave Gorman.
About a tenner. They're actually good people, Dave Gorman and
Scott Mills is quite good, yeah. Right Said Fred, 50 quid. You get both of them, though. Chesney Hawks, 65 quid. Shut up.
Oh, God.
Coolio for 100 quid. They've got loads of wrestling ones as well. Eric Bischoff, Kurt Angle.
Angle.
Mick Foley,
not Nick Foley.
Kevin Nash. Nash was in the show I was just watching. It was
Kevin
so
Nash
bad.
Pops up in quite a few things. He's in Magic Mike.
The person that does the voice of Ash in Pokemon.
If you got me a wrestler, any wrestler would be amazing.
Oh no, I found the new better one.
Okay.
Nikki Graham.
I don't know who that is.
Do you not remember her from Big Brother?
No.
You know, when she's in the diary room, she's like, I don't like it. I just want it to stop.
I know what you mean.
That would be funny. Jet from Gladiator. Big Keith from The Office.
Oh, that would be good.
Justin Lee Collins.
Anyway, I think we're going too much into this.
We're going too much, but I'm going to send you the link to the website and you pick one for under 50 quid. Razor Ruddock, fuck me.
No, you pick it, but it's got to be someone good. And surely you can
I don't know who you know, though. But you can or get, even funner, you can get some I could get like a lookalike. Can I get a, what?
You can get some for about a tenner if you look properly.
I want to get a lookalike. There's someone that does a lookalike of David Brent from The Office.
Oh, God.
That would be funny. Because it's not even the real thing, it's shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, next bad person, Richard Nixon. I reckon he's got lots of things to do with water, like baths, showers. Just lots of photos of places that hold, containers that hold water.
His screensaver's just someone constantly pouring, running a bath or something. It's just like a gif of it.
Yeah. I also think that he really loves shoes. In like Dolce & Gabbana, yeah.
He's got like Clark's bookmarked.
Yeah. He's just waiting for the school sale for the next term.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, I want those school kid shoes. Will they fit me? Yeah, I'll just pretend I'm a fat kid.
That was a very good Richard Nixon impression, I have to say.
Oh, just got to pretend I'm a fat kid. What else do you think you might have on there?
He's got all the Cars films.
Yeah, because he thinks he's Lightning McQueen.
Yes, he does. Right, next one.
And finally, Steve Bannon.
He's got Fox News bookmarked.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I reckon he's got a copy of Mein Kampf, but the audiobook translated.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's read by... maybe it's just read by Donald, and he asked like a private version. For like 1 million, you can get a Donald Trump to read Mein Kampf in English.
That'll be interesting.
That seems like a really good deal, friend.
He has a whoopee cushion. Well, this is not on his laptop. This is just what he has. He has a whoopee cushion with Donald Trump's face on it, because he's a Trump from Trump. And he pretends to sit on his face as well. Because, do you know what I mean?
And he's got Justin Timberlake's awful new song. He's got Justin Timberlake's entire discography. He thinks that he's bringing sexy back.
That and Timbaland. He's got all the Timbaland songs.
He loves Timbaland beat. Timbaland and Nelly Furtado. Steve Bannon's heaven.
Yes. I think that'll do, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Join us next week for more Bad Person. What's on the laptop?
I've got wrong answers only. Do you want to do
let's do a quick round of that.
Three questions and you've just got to say wrong answers. One of them slightly links up to the last one, actually.
Go for it.
Which is a bit weird. What did Tony Blair have for tea last night?
I think he probably had cold soup.
Cold soup? What flavour soup?
Tomato, and it's like those really cheap, like 25p cans you get in Tesco.
Nice.
You know, where they're like basically 50% water, because that's why they're so cheap.
Yeah. I just thought it would just have... it is a version of soup. So he calls it Dorito soup, and he gets some boiling water... pours it in a bag of like a massive bag of cheesy Doritos, and then just mixes salsa in, and calls it his Dorito soup.
What do you think he uses as croutons?
Doritos, mate.
That as the crouton as well?
Yeah, I love it how you just went to you're showing your middle class status again.
Yeah, I am.
What does he have for croutons? What do you mean? Soup without croutons? Are you having a laugh?
Get the fuck out of here. Someone
best fire their butler. Why has there never been a Rush Hour 4?
I'm pretty sure Jackie Chan's dead.
I don't know, he's not.
I'm just kidding. Do you remember how many times that's been like on Twitter? The amount of times there's been like hoax deaths about Jackie Chan.
Yeah, Jackie Chan and Rowan Atkinson, but it's never Rowan Atkinson. It's Mr. Bean.
You'll never believe what Mr. Bean looks like now. It's like he's Rowan Atkinson. He's a person. He does things other than Mr. Bean.
Ridiculous.
I think he's making a Johnny English 3.
Yeah, he is.
Oh God. The first one was so good. The second one was so bad.
I didn't mind the second one.
I don't know why, I just couldn't get on board with it.
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe it was Gillian Anderson.
I went to the cinema to watch it.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I bet you went to the cinema for the Keith Lemon, the movie. Or Mrs. Brown's Boys, da movie.
Da movie.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
For fuck's sake.
You seem to know so much about the show, it's amazing.
About what?
About Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I don't really.
Biggest fan, aren't you?
It's just the punchline for every joke is, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Rory.
So that was.
Can we just do a whole episode next week ripping into Mrs. Brown's Boys?
That's what this week's been about. I don't know what you're talking
basically,
about.
Basically,
yeah. Number three, final one, because obviously this was in the news a bit. What was the reasons that... this was a few weeks ago it was in the news. And like a few people genuinely asked me about it because I like comedy. The reason why Peter Kay cancelled his tour.
I was wondering this as well. I think it's probably because he didn't actually have any material.
He realised he couldn't.
He sold all these tickets to an audience.
Again.
Yeah, he started writing the set and was like, "Oh fucking hell, I did this 10 years ago."
I can't really remember anything else.
He's like, can't really make people pay millions of pounds for this shite.
How many times can I say garlic bread?
He's like, do you think he was just going to do like a slow motion of garlic bread? And then the cold crowd's like,
I love it when he does that one.
Or do you think he just walks out on the stage and then like does like a joke, like walk off and then walk back on, like, oh, am I still on the stage or am I not? And then he like just does loads of like arms, like, go on, crowd, louder. Just does that for ages.
Yeah, something like that.
Or he does like a Geraldine McQueen song and it's like, come on, guys, this is funny, isn't it?
Remember when I used to be in a wheelchair?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the song, you know, the 500 Miles, where it's Brian, it's his character from Phoenix Nights, and it's Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
I showed that to a friend when I was in Chicago, and they thought, why the fuck was this so I was like, this went to number one, and they were like, why? It's so offensive. And I was like, no, it's not, it's hilarious. And then I thought about it, and I was like, no, it is actually quite offensive.
Oh, God! I've never thought about that, because they're in wheelchairs.
They are. And also, Matt Lucas's character is obviously, like, really mentally ill.
Oh, my God. Why had I never thought about that? Because they're in wheelchairs.
Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious when I was a kid.
That, yeah, that is quite horrible. Matt Lucas said that he'll never do Little Britain again because how offensive everything it was.
Yeah, he did say that, like, he writes in the book about how he couldn't do it nowadays.
Yeah, and he said that he's disgusted at a lot of the characters looking back. No, we didn't answer the Peter Kay one.
No, I did. I think it's because he's got no material.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Although that's not really a wrong answer, that's probably the right answer.
Am I right?
Am I right, Lee? Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Those are my balls.
Oh, should we move? So we haven't talked about soon to be Sir Eamon Holmes.
No, he's not Sir. He's not Sir.
Yeah, he is. Sir.
No, he's going to be. He's going to be Bayman Holmes MBE.
Sir Eamon Holmes MBE.
Bayman Holmes MBE, member of the British Empire.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Eamon Holmes MBE.
Iconic.
It's good, isn't it?
Why weren't those letters after his name longer ago?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy is going to be on This Morning with an MBE, shut up.
Are you having me on?
He'll be talking to Gino in the kitchen and he'll be like, I've got an MBE.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost as good as Sir Trevor MacDonald every night. Welcome to the News at 10!
He doesn't still do the nightly news, though.
He what?
He doesn't do the nightly news anymore.
Oh, well, he used to.
It tells you how long ago you watched ITV.
Yeah, well...
You're BBC through and through, aren't you, you scum? Real people watch ITV.
And I hate
They
real
just want to watch people eat a testicle on I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to watch someone get laughed off stage on Britain's Got Talent. Off, they shout as they hate this person.
Exactly,
with such
I'm
envy.
Classy, I want gritty dramas with Benedict Cumberbatch in and things like that.
You want things like McMafia, where they've crossed a Scottish name
what
with Mafia.
A big noise just came out of somewhere.
I just farted. No, I didn't.
Good one.
That'd be a Mrs. Brown's Boys joke. I just farted.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Rory. Oh, granddad!
Yeah, that would be it. Granddad. He's fucking useless, isn't he? Wake up, you old bag!
He just sits in the chair all day farting. The fucker.
What else have we got for today?
What else have we got?
Sorry, I just had mind blank.
I've got nothing, to be fair. I think I've run out.
Sweet. This has been Nebbiol episode 23. What have we learned? Mrs. Brown's Boys is shit.
Yeah, very much so. We learned that Nathan, Harry's friend, likes cupping balls.
We've learned that Peter Kay probably didn't write a set and sold millions of tickets on a lie.
Yeah, and the best British band of all time were Wham!
That's really shocked you, hasn't it? What would you go with?
Well, it would be, like, realistically, it would be something like The Beatles, Rolling Stones. You could argue for, like, Queen or Pink Floyd or...
Yeah, Queen wasn't even on the list. Really? We had to have that as a wild card.
That's odd.
Richard Osmond obviously didn't want it. The list was very 80s based, which I think...
Well, if Aha was on there...
Yeah.
But you would have thought if it was 80s based, Queen would be on there more.
Yeah, Duran Duran got very far as well, by the way.
Oh, really? I don't mind Duran Duran.
Her name is Rio and she... Yeah, have you heard the clip of Tony Blackburn first introducing Duran Duran on Radio 1? And he goes, next up, we've got a new band. It's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
And then in the next thing, he's like, of course I knew. I just forgot. Thank you for phoning in and telling me. It's like, you fucked up.
Next, we've got Top of the Pops. There's them. Some lovely lads from Salford, the Smiths. Some
there's also a clip
from,
of
the streets of New York. This is... NWA.
There's a clip of John Peel, and he's talking about the Smiths. He's like, they're a great band. I think they're going to go far, but they would go farther if their lead singer could actually sing.
I really love John Peel.
Yeah, I do. I just love how, like, also, he went to private school and he sounds like he's, like, really northern and down with it. It's like, mate.
Well, he's from Liverpool originally.
Yeah. Yeah, but he went to one of the most expensive boarding schools in the country.
Yeah, he was in class with, guess who it was, do you know?
No, I don't.
Michael Palin.
Oh, yeah. Shrewsbury, isn't it? Yeah.
Because Michael Palin pops up in quite a few documentaries about John Peel.
So, oh, yeah, I mean, John Peel was just a revolutionist.
That's not how he used to be. Leave him alone.
No, I know
he's
not.
He's the best Python. You can have a go at any of the other ones.
He is the best Python, to be fair.
Any of the other ones. But not Michael Palin, all right?
Anyway, episode 23. Hope you had fun. Goodbye.
Good day.